You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Afternoon, everybody. Newcastle United have just smashed their transfer record for Alexander Isak of Real Sociedad, a deal which could be well worth over the 63 million mark by the time all the add-ons and installments and things like that are paid. And I think it's really, look, this is a deal Newcastle initially had interest in back in July, and they didn't want to pay the money then, or they couldn't come to an agreement with the negotiations. And then they stepped back a little bit. They looked at other players, but they ended up going back to him. I first got an inkling of this at the start of August. We'd done a piece in the Chronicle, I think it was a Saturday morning, on August the 11th. And yeah, it's just really snowballed from there. And Isak comes in now, 6'4" striker. He's going to take the number 14 shirt. Famous shirt of David Ginola. So it's a massive deal for Newcastle. A real coup, one the fans should rightly be celebrating. He's a goal scorer. He's got a really good record. I think it's 1-3. So he can only get better at 22. So that might well improve. We spoke to Eddie Howe earlier this morning, and he was pretty adamant that him and Callum Wilson can play together. So that's going to be really exciting. I don't know how he fits them into the team. Eddie Howe has played a tried and tested 4-3-3 formation. So it's going to be interesting to see how, when everybody's fit, Isak really does fit into the team. Looking at the summer so far, I think, for me, I don't think any of the supporters ever really panicked. I've seen a few things on Twitter, but I don't think the supporters were ever really that worried about Newcastle not signing another player. That never crossed my mind at all. Yes, there was a 6-week gap between Botman and Isak, but ultimately that's done now. They've signed 4 players and the squad's looking really good. I'm just looking at some of your questions there. Tony Honor saying Paul Botman, Bruno and Isak, great spine to the team that, you know, Eddie Howe can build a good team around. Yeah, I'd go with that. Botman's still settling in. And Isaac's going to be a fantastic player in attack. Bruno's already well established here as well. So that is a great spine of the team. Totally agree with that. And that's what all great teams, if you haven't looked at any great team down the years, that's what they've got. You know, that central region of the team is going to be vital if Newcastle are going to have any success. So Peter Goff's comment there saying, you know, Newcastle fans asked for a marquee signing and they've just got one. Yeah, it's a great... Let's get this into context. He's been at Real Sociedad, done very well in La Liga. Scored against Barcelona the other night, no less. Yeah, they got beat 4-1, but his own personal performance was good enough to get him a goal against one of the top sides. Real Madrid have been chasing this guy for some time, and Newcastle got in there again. It's like the Bruno one when Arsenal were fighting with them. Newcastle got in there and have done the deal before they can even think of it. Don't forget he's a former Borussia Dortmund player as well. So Dortmund don't sign bad players, and basically, Newcastle have signed him. It was probably his potential at Dortmund, but he's had to go to La Liga. He's now in the Premier League. Just looking at Chris Wilson's question there, what's going to happen with Wilson? Is he now a bench player? Well, I think I've kind of already answered that, but I don't mind going over it again. Basically, Eddie Howe today saying that he hopes to play both the two strikers together. And, I mean, talking about bench players, I don't know where that would leave Chris Wood. Did very well the United Tranmere, scored the winner, so that's going to be interesting. Brian Kelly there saying about Isaac, Callum Wilson and St. Maximin as a front three. Yeah, that could work. Could scare a few Premier League defences, and that's before you throw Almir on into the mix as well. You know, Joe Linton can play further up the pitch. Ryan Fraser. There's just so many options Newcastle have got. You just wonder, now this has unfolded, whether we could be seeing an exit we perhaps didn't expect. I just don't see how we can keep all of them happy. One there from L. Stapleton, gutted to hear the Pequeta news, but in Eddie we trust. Yeah, well, definitely in Eddie we trust. Pequeta, yeah, it was a player that Newcastle scouted, no doubt about it, but even from the early part of the summer, Newcastle officials made it clear that they weren't in for him. So, looks like he's going to West Ham, and good luck to him. Scott Wigley there. Can you see us getting anyone else in? Yeah, I can, actually. Eddie Howe hinted at it today. I mean, I've seen a couple of lines saying the Pedro deal isn't going to happen. I personally don't think you can say that any deal is dead with 6 days of the window to go. That was a deal that was in place. I don't necessarily think this one's replaced it. Pedro's a younger player. He wanted the move as well. His agent definitely wanted the move. It was Watford humming and hawing over the conditions of the deal. I don't think you can put the death knell on any contract. I do think that one, we might not have heard the last of it. So, any news on Almiron going to Everton? Well, if he does go, then they're going to have to activate his clause, which I believe is about £60 million, which is a huge fee. As I mentioned there, are we going to potentially see a surprise window? Could that be Almiron? Could it be Ryan Fraser? You know, it's going to be hard to keep them all happy. It really is. Isaac's a huge signing. Yeah, in every sense of the word. This story is already front page news in Spain on Marca, and Real Sociedad have been reacting to it today. The manager, Real Sociedad, saying goodbye, but also saying that he believes his team can survive without him. But I'm sure with the money in his back pocket, he's going to be looking to sign a replacement. But no, this is a signing that I'm quite excited about, really, as a fan, as a reporter, as a follower of football. And I think it's a great deal for Newcastle. Yeah, I would expect one more deal. Loan only one of the Chelsea lads to come in. Yeah, the door's not closed with Chelsea either. There's still talk of one of the three potential loan deals getting done. I mean, I think most Newcastle fans would be thrilled if they got Conor Gallagher as well to throw into the mix, but we'll have to wait and see on that one. What are the chances of getting Conor Gallagher on loan? It's in the mix. Eddie Howe stated clearly that loan deals will come into the equation later in the window. I still think there's going to be a few departures, personally. So we'll see. We'll see where we go from there. Gary Spencer, be interesting to see who leaves. Yeah, massive stories either way, I think. For me, as I say, we might see one that we weren't expecting. So that'll be really interesting. And we're waiting to find out if Isaac's going to be involved for Wolves. I think they're waiting for international clearance. So that is going to be interesting. If he doesn't, then give somebody else an opportunity. And this is what happens when you sign good players. It just spices the competition up. It means whoever comes in on Sunday now knows they're going to have to really put a shift in, perhaps get on the score sheet. Could that be Chris Wood with Wilson absent? We'll have to wait and see. He could yet get the clearance. We should find that out soon. And just on that game against Wolves, I think we just go, compared to last time when Newcastle played Wolves at Molineux, it was the last game of this Mike Ashley era. Steve Bruce wasn't too far behind him. And Newcastle lost 2-1. Jeff Hendrick getting the goal. And yeah, I always look back on that game and think, you know, it's one of them where I never felt that down, really, as a fan in the Premier League. Obviously, Newcastle got relegated a couple of times, but the mood was just so flat. Leaving the stadium that day, chucking down with rain, it was just so, it was so flat, so depressing. And they go back to Molineux now, a different club. Same brilliant fans, but different club, different owners, ambition, a team thriving on the pitch, a team going down there looking to win, not scrape a draw against Wolves. Team pushing to perhaps get into Europe, and I just think, you know, it's exciting times for all Newcastle United fans. Exciting time for the media, and really today this signing being celebrated around the city, and yeah, we'll, the next story for us to chase now is whether he's going to be available against Wolves. So we'll get on with that now.